Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. This is the Sound of Options show, the happy hour for May 13th, 2014, with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good afternoon, Sherry.
Hello. That wonderful music that you heard right before the show, that was written by Tommy Priakas. I was in the mood for music today. I seldom am. So before the show, we were playing the 10 most awesome women singers of, what does it say, 10 most shocking X-Files, or I can't even remember, but three wonderful, wonderful singers. Top 10 most shocking X-Factor female auditions. So we put the link in for you if you want to go back and listen to that. This is Happy Hour. We do Happy Hour on Tuesday evenings from 6 to 7. And we do different things each time, but each time we ask for volunteers from the audience. And today we're going to be doing things with just helping you solve your issues. I think Marie put up here, solving issues, are you stuck? So we can look at that. For instance, a couple couldn't sell their business, and each of them talked about selling their business, and they were each coming from a different perspective with their potential buyers. So we were able to show them that so they could come together and work on it. We'll be using NanoVoice. You can get that under Downloads, NanoVoice. There's charts there that you can follow along on what we're doing. Not even any registration for this. We do want to make one announcement that on the Guardians, it says that this is going to be fibro. Now, last month on Guardian, we put fibro together with, I think, inflammation. I can't remember. But it says it's supposed to be about fibromyalgia. I can't remember what we put it together. Inflammation, I think, but we combined them. No, it was toxins. And we combined them because fibromyalgia is such a toxic state. So we had to, didn't have to, we just wanted to do an additional one. So we're going to do allergies. If you want to join the Guardian, we're going to talk about that a little later. But the Guardian is a monthly meeting of people who want to make a difference in their community. And we share a two-hour class and softwares. So this month, and it is this Sunday coming up, that we're going to be doing that two-hour show. So if you want to join us to do that, you need to go to the Guardian of the people and sign up. Also give you a phone number, 740-698-9119. Well, I thought I was typing that in. That didn't work. 740-698-9119. We are dual broadcasting. If they want to hear you over on Blog Talk Radio, how do they do that, Richard?
They can call in at 347-850-1407. If you want to see the chat over at Blog Talk Radio, you can go to soundhealthoptions.com, click on Radio tab, and then click on Happy Hour, and you'll see the links to, there's a link there in the notes. I'm not on that right page, but I'm pretty sure there's a link there to send us over to Blog Talk Radio so you can join chat there.
And you're running a chat there as well as we're running a chat here as people watch the show. We've had a couple of questions about what is all of this about. We've been on so many radio shows recently. So under info and frequently asked questions, you can go look and see what our classes are about. A lot of them are free. A lot of them are professional to try to help you start your own business. But Sound Health Options, oh, and that's supposed to open, and it didn't. It's opening over here on my other file. soundhealthoptions.com, and it talks about the free classes we have, the demo classes, happy hour, and gives you pictures of what's going on, the textbook, the equipment, so everything is there for you. Or you can write to me, just my name, Sherry, S-H-A-R-R-Y, Edwards, at Gmail. Richard, do you want him to write to you?
Sure. Talk to me, guy, just like it sounds, talk to me, guy,
T-O.
at gmail.com.
And it's the T-O form of two.
Oh, sorry, yes, that's right. It's T-O, me, guy.
So
all letters.
Mostly Richard bails out all the people who have problems with their Macs because I'm so Mac illiterate. Want to make another announcement that on May 24th, the world premiere of The Business of Disease, in which I am featured, along with a lot of other great people, Amit Gawande, isn't that awful that I can't think of? Bruce Lipton, his picture's right there. Jacob Lieberman, there's about 10 of us that are going to be there. And this is the world premiere, and there is a surprise for you when you come. This is about justice and people fighting for justice for your health and your liberty of your health. So we invite all of you to come and visit us on that day. It would be wonderful. Let us know you're coming. We'll reserve a seat for you. It is free. We're sponsoring it. We're sponsored here by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health. That's our building there. Old schoolhouse that we have refurbished. We love it. People think it's haunted, but we love it. So welcome to Happy Hour. We do happy hour for several reasons. One, it makes us happy. Two, it's fun. Three, people get a lot out of it, and they get to learn a lot. We have a lot of regulars that come and just are a part of this. This is the first time that we have offered something about solving your issues. So look at these pictures that Marie put up here, a little guy in a squirrel cage. Like, what now? She comes up with the neatest pictures to represent what we're trying to do. She's a sweetie and hardworking. We're going to be using the Nano tonight. We have any volunteers, go down to the bottom of your practitioner list, and it'll say raise hand. Robin has an issue. Okay, Robin, you're number one. We will be recording this. So if you don't want your name mentioned or you don't want to know everybody to know your secrets, then drop out and come back under a fake name. But we want, I think more than one person. What we're going to be using is Nano Voice in the C, C sharp, D, D sharp, all the notes, and it will be time domain. So if Robin says how, now, brown, cow, four hits will show up, and we are looking for sour notes in her song. Because when she talks about something troubling her, her voice will represent that by the frequency she is expressing. It's through the recurrent laryngeal nerve that has a direct conduit to your brain and your vocal cords. So, Robin, so we can get as many people in as possible. Robin, you're first. What would you like to talk to us about?
Well, I have this allergy stuff on my hands.
Okay, we weren't really going to do allergies. We were going to do personality. Oh. What problems?
Oh, okay. What problems do I have?
In order to do allergies, we'd have to do something totally different.
That's okay. We don't have to do allergies.
We can use you as one of the guinea pigs on the Sunday show. You come into the Sunday Guardian show?
Yes.
Awesome.
So what do I need to talk about for this then?
Do you have a problem you can't solve? Do you want to know what job, what's holding you back, what's pushing you too fast. Why can't you get everything done? Why won't your kids speak to you? You know, whatever's going on in your life.
Okay, sure. Okay. I got plenty of that.
Okay, what's going to be your topic?
No, I'm going to talk about my daughter.
Okay, talk about daughter. Okay, I'm going to hit the microphone, and all of these instructions are waiting for you on our website under downloads, under Nano Voice. So I'll hit the microphone, and this number is going to start to rise as Robin starts to talk, and it will quit automatically when she reaches 500, her first breath. After 500, it will stop. Okay, you ready to go?
Yep.
Go.
Okay, so I have two daughters, and my oldest daughter is 18, soon to be 19, and she lives with me. And my younger daughter is 16, soon to be 17, and she decided last summer that she wanted to live with her dad, which was, she was just going to go for the summer, and then a lot of really bad stuff happened, and she decided she wanted to, looks like we're done.
Okay, so I'm going to say Robin, and I'm going to put D-A-U-G-H-T-E-R, daughters there. We have to roll over this and say copy and hit the little save button. Now we have it. Now the first thing you notice is the octaves here. So it's green. So we're going to look at each of the octaves. 0 and minus 1 are female octaves, so you're right where you ought to be. Anything down here that's full for women, that would mean that there are some issues. Robin, I'm going to mute you so we don't hear you typing here. But she looks good, but she's all on the right side of the chart from F sharp to B. We go back and look at everything is green. She wants a useful physical answer or solution to this. So she's more concerned not about emotionally getting along, but something that deals with physically getting along or where people are. It also is spiritual. If there was emotions that were in stress here, it would be blue. But in her case, it is green. She wants a useful solution. You can see that F sharp and G, there's a great big gap here from 33. Now, normal would be about 44. So if we took our calculator when it came up over here, so we have 541 hits and we have 12 notes. So average is 45 here. So F sharp, which is getting something from a plan, finding a way to make that plan work. Now, where am I getting all of this? Go back to downloads, go to Nano Voice, and once you download the software, there's a chart right there for you. Oh, there's pieces of this missing, some of the instructions. System requirements are missing on here. It's yellow, but it's empty. We should check on that. So we're looking at each of these notes and what they represent. She's on the right side of the chart from the F sharp to B is all right side. So there's emotions involved because that's the right side of the chart is about emotions and creativity and all that. She's not looking at the situation with her daughters from a logical perspective at all. That's missing. This is very topic specific. So she's doing it from the emotional creative side. And she wants a creative, useful solution for what's going to happen physically. It isn't quite managed yet. Well, maybe it is, because remember 45 was normal. She's on her way to managing it. But there's an imbalance here between the G-sharp, the physical fruition of what's going on, and the management. She's got management ideas, but they're running way behind what's really happening here. 92, that's double normal. You can look at this very literally, chop this in half, and things that are too high, there's too much of that energy. Things that are too low, there's not enough. When are your daughter's birthdays? I didn't open your mic, Robin. Hold on a second.
Okay. They are both in June. My oldest is June 19, 1995, and the youngest is June 8, 1997.
Okay, so both of these are Geminis. So D is the Gemini note. There's no energy there, but there is balancing energy. D and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. D and G sharp are balancing energies. So we're looking at orange and blue, and that's the highest energy here. So there's just an unbalance of what's going on with that energy. Are they both right-brained?
My oldest daughter is whole brain, and the youngest is, I don't know what she is because I've not done any testing with her.
We should let people know that Robin is a practitioner, and so she's probably run this vocal prints on her daughters to see what's really going on. So is your, well, I'll make a statement and you agree or don't agree. Your issues about them is what is happening physically with them, not necessarily what's happening emotionally, and how they are just running out of head, even though you think you have a level idea of what should happen. They're just kind of so much energy in their own direction. Do you have a specific, you agree or not agree with that?
I would agree with that, with the youngest one for sure.
Do you have a specific question? Talking to them won't work. You have to show them what needs to be done. There's very little energy in the note of E, which is talking. There's very little energy in the note of ego, so
I'm not even talking to my youngest.
You're not even talking to her?
No. She and her dad, this is going to get a little personal, but she and her dad decided that they were going to accuse me of mental and verbal abuse.
Hold on. Let's just see what this is. I've lost my nano voice. Here it is. Okay, let's look at the accusations. Now, this gets in the nitty-gritty here. Okay, go.
Okay, so last August when I wouldn't agree to something that she wanted, she and her dad decided that they were going to accuse me of mental and verbal abuse, basically so he didn't have to pay child support anymore. And try, though I may, to try to get her to see what he was doing, she wouldn't listen to me, and I had to go to court. I had to hire an attorney. They said they had witnesses. I knew it wasn't true because the accusations were false. And so basically I have not spoken with her since last June, July, and even her older sister has difficulty with her. And they basically have just ostracized her and me, and so I don't really talk to her anymore. And I know I got to keep talking because I've only got 323 hits. So
well, I stopped it because you sounded like you were through, so you stopped it.
Ah,
there is an issue here that I want to bring up, and I'm going to try to find the PowerPoint about it, and I think it is in day one. There is an issue that is biological about parents and children. And when we have, as a child, when we have learned everything that we need to know, than our voice from the parents, or it's biologically time to go, then the child builds up an intolerable amount of the parent's voice. See if I can find, here it is. Oh, and it came up over here, so I can't get it to, I'll just put it over here this way. Is that big enough for you guys to read? Teenagers often build up an overabundant, intolerable level of the most common frequencies belonging to the parents. And this is a biological way for the child to get out of the nest. And in our society, they're not ready yet. They're not in school. They aren't self-sufficient. But biologically, they are. And that's likely what has happened here, that if you could get a print of her voice somehow, I will bet that she has an overabundant amount of the same note that you do, the G sharp, which is the opposite of her own birthday. We can also look at, there's no hidden agendas here when you're talking about this at all. The guilt's not there, fantasy's not there, you're just straight on. It's in your emotional side. But I will bet you that this is a biological issue, and parents try to make it a psychological issue, and it really is not. Does that give you any relief at all?
Yeah, that helps a lot, actually.
Well, we have seen this with women who will go back to the man who just beat the crap out of them. The man has their missing note. But in homes like this where this is going on, and shame on your husband for being such a creep about this, just because he doesn't want to pay child support. And it doesn't show any lying here, I don't think. Let me go back and look at your voice. A sharp and E, well, 24. I don't know exactly what to say about that. This would be way taller if you were really fibbing about what was going on. But it doesn't show any deception. It's all in one line. There's nothing at gut level you're hiding. There's nothing at fantasy level that you're hiding. This is just right brain, emotion, and you want a physical outcome. The emotional outcome for you is secondary to whatever this physical outcome is. Either you don't feel she's in the right physical place, she's not physically safe. Something is going on with this G-sharp. Let's go back and look at what G-sharp represents. G-sharp as an emotion spreads self too thin, self not as important, sways from low self-esteem to egotistical. I don't feel that from you. I feel like you are a very concerned parent. You've done everything that you can. You can't do more than you can. I often say that if you do everything that you can possibly do to help or hinder and things happen anyway, then accept with grace because that's God's will. But the trick is to do everything that you can to help or hinder, depending on what you want. And the other notes that you had high were A. And A is about management, prioritizing non-physical issues. You're not sure that she is emotionally safe where she is.
I would absolutely agree with that 100%.
Because this G sharp and D together is what's going to be helpful for other people. You don't feel her being in this situation is helpful to her. What's not in the chart is just as useful as what isn't there. So you take your highest note, you look at its balancer six notes away, usefulness to help other people. And that's your unbalance here. Your other one is A and D sharp. This is information brokering. So somebody doesn't have all the information they need to make a good management decision. And it's probably just a recalcitrant teenager wanting their own. She'll be back. But she's got to get over having too much of the notes that you have. If we did her voice, it's probably going to be heavy right here. Or heavy here, depending on both of your brain dominances. So it looks to me like, since you're clear about it, and this is a very clear print, there it is, that's all it is, you're clear about it, you just need to wait until she comes to you. And even talking to you on the phone would be over too much for her, I should say, because it's the voice that's causing the issue. Maybe write your thoughts, but let her know that you found out that does that note dominance in the daughter. Does this affect hormones? Well, the A would more affect hormones. This affects the ability to use minerals and to make good decisions.
My question was really having to do with the daughter. I'm trying to think of sort of the, you know, in the world before we were, you know, talked about everything when we were, you know, 1,000 years ago. I was just curious about the hormone cascade from the effect of the daughter getting too full of the mother's voice. It's somewhat age appropriate at a certain point for us to grow apart for a period of time at least and then come back. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering about that overall effect, not just that she's too full on the note, but that's what I was asking about hormone references, if there's an effect for the daughter in terms of the hormone cascade.
Well, the D would be the hormone cascade, because that's estrogen and testosterone and DHEA, and then you have progesterone at D-sharp. I don't know how, but I would, if we could get the daughter's print, we could sort of see where the issues are. Robin, I don't know how you could accomplish that, but if you do, let me know, and we'll bring the two of them together.
Well, that would be an interesting exercise. We'll see maybe if I can get my other daughter to tape this.
Or an answering machine or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Might do.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to open another nano voice, and I'm just going to do something at random. When you're looking at compatibilities with two people, you need to know brain dominance. So I don't know who's going to come up here, but let's just see. Angie on the weekend. Okay, this is a good compatibility here. D is missing, so she would fill in your D. She would fill in your C-sharp and your C. Together, you both would lack the words to plan something. He or she would have an intellectual perspective, while you have a get-up-and-do-it perspective. Now, if you both were left-brained and you both had lots of G, and you do, you'd argue over who gets their way about that topic. So you can look at compatibilities here, but you have to watch left-brained and right-brainedness. Angie, as issues on right and left. But if you wanted to do something, go together with Angie to plan something to help other people, that would be a good match. It wouldn't be a good match for you to go do something physically useful for people, like build a house or something, because you'd fight over who gets their way. But this D, she would fill yours in. So that's a good match. So when you get your daughters, let's see. Well, first let's look at brain dominance. From C to F is very logical perspective. L is logical, linear. It represents all the reds, oranges, and yellows. we want to look at it astrologically. C is Aries, C sharp is Taurus, D is Gemini, D sharp is Cancer, E is Leo, F is Virgo, F sharp is Libra, G is Scorpio, G sharp Sag, A Capricorn, A sharp Aquarius, and B Pisces. Go online and look up what each of those indicate or look at, or it's usually from the 19th or 20th of each month. Starts with April and stops on the 19th or 20th of each month. So April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March. Let us know how this turns out, Robin.
Thank you, I will. Thanks for the nano voice analysis.
You are welcome. You are very, very clear about what's going on. This is not your issue. So I hope that helps. Okay, do we have any other volunteers that want to talk to us and try to help figure something out? If not, then that's the end of the show, and we'll just see you next week. There are no more volunteers who need to look at something. Nobody has any issues they want to look at. Wow. Richard, do you have any problems? Or
I'm certain I can come up with something. We could conference call in any of my exes. That would certainly start it up.
Let's talk about what kind of partner you would like.
Oh, boy.
Or even if you'd like a partner or not. For those of you who want to join us, then just raise your hand. Or Lisa said she would, too. So, Lisa, you're next. Richard, we've done this before for you, haven't we?
I don't think we've asked this specific question, so that's actually kind of an interesting question.
What kind of partner would you like?
No, I'm actually going to ask, do I really want a partner? That's what
okay.
I'm going to talk about.
Go.
So I actually have looked at, I live alone. I have been in long-term relationships, 10 to 12 to 15-year relationships. So I have lived with others. And I find at this point that I really enjoy living alone because it gives me my own schedule. I don't have to, my sort of wonky sleep schedule or anything, I don't have to really fit my schedule to anybody else's. Not that I'm bratty, but just in terms of my schedule is wonky. And,
okay.
You know, being, that's it? Wow. Okay.
Yeah. That was quick. Okay, we're going to save this as Richard Partner Issue. Okay, Richard, are you left or right-brained?
Evidently, by that, I'm left-brained.
It looks like it. For a partner, it has to be logical. So you want to balance your C-sharp. That's too high. So the balancer here is G that you have missing. So
what
that
was the sign of G?
Scorpio.
Oh, yeah, that's not happening. Okay, yeah, all right.
All right.
I'm a Scorpio. So, that's why I say that.
You're a Scorpio. Well,
Scorpios
like to get in other people's heads. They like to see why things happen and what makes people make the decisions that they do.
Yeah.
They also are strong advocates of justice, although it may not be justice as the law sees it, but justice as what's right for their gut level. Let's look at your numbers. You're afraid of your numbers. You look wonderful for the numbers. You miss A, management, eyes, Capricorn, Sagittarius, and Scorpio. But even though there's three holes here, your highest note, C sharp and G. So maybe a right brain Scorpio, somebody who wants to examine your head, not necessarily.
Dive right in. Go ahead. Dive right in.
How do you feel about people playing head games?
Playing head games. I think it's kind of silly because I'm smart enough to be able to know, watch people do it a lot. I've hung out with a number of professional NLPers or other people who tend to try and manipulate people to move a certain direction. So, I mean, I enjoy and admire the skill set, but it's not something that you're going to, it's hard to pull whatever that is, wool over my eyes, or at least in my head.
Okay, the other one might be a Taurus, and Tauruses are usually very reliable, down to earth, but you have too much Taurus energy. But if you're a right-brained person, you will want this Taurus energy to balance your G. So Taurus may, what's going on right now. The other issue with it may be the G-sharp, because that's a little emotional piece right there. This blue, there's very little emotion in your chart at all. So this would be a logical and convenience kind of thing rather than have your emotions involved.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty pragmatic.
You sure you're not psychic? It always sounds like when you, whenever I, if I just listen to this, I have to say to the audience, it's always, I do a lot of shows with Sherry for people who don't know. And so when I listen to, when I just listen and I don't look at the chart, you sound like, you know, you're wearing a turban looking into a crystal ball. It's always amazing to me to know that you're looking at the chart and getting this information from what you know about the notes and how they're arranged. It is mind-boggling and spooky accurate. Thank you.
Wouldn't it be better if, well, let's just look at it this way. We're going to do another experiment with Richard. And he hasn't seen this, so he just may be totally surprised and refuse to talk to me about it, but I'm going to ask him anyway. Richard, gather your thoughts around the idea of what kind of a person are you and would you be a good partner? Okay?
And I'm talking about that?
Yes.
Okay, sure.
Go.
I think I actually feel that I'd be a good partner because I'm competent, meaning, you know, I have lots of skills. I'm very good at being with other people. I'm not, I want to make sure of this. No, it's really true. I'm not narcissistic. If anything, I bend over backwards to want my partner person or other people around me to be happy and comfortable. I don't have issues about cooking and cleaning and anything like that. I'm not demanding that way. I'm easy to get along with. I'm conversational.
How are we going to interpret that? Ego, three
know.
Times normal.
Yeah,
well,
boy.
That's understandable. You're talking about yourself.
Yeah.
So that's pretty understandable. It's justice. It has to be fair. Anybody who has a lot of C-sharp, they don't game play. They either withhold and don't talk about it, but they just don't fib or tell lies or play games or manipulate.
Boy,
and,
howdy.
And your C-sharp is high in both of them. Doesn't look high here, 84. You're talking about a partner you'd like, but 95 to 100. It has to be fair, above board. What you see is what you get. Don't play any games with me. It does. I'll talk to you about this piece after the show. Just not going to say that on the air.
Thank you.
You have a nice red and B almost equal. Mm-hmm. This mm-hmm. means that a partner to you isn't necessarily a physical. Companion, the physicalness isn't as important as what you would create together that would benefit the universe. Because B is all about helping the universe be the best it can be. And you think that way, but you also respond that way almost automatically, that what you do is going to be for the future and it's going to be for the benefit of all concern. You still have this little G-sharp here. it's not an emotional thing. I don't want to say it's logical, but it's going to be for a logical or universal reason more than an emotional support for you.
That would be stunned silence. Yes, that's correct.
Awesome,
yeah.
Stuff, Richard. I don't think I saved this one. Okay, got them both. So
Thank you.
You need more of a get-together on a project partner that would give you more fulfillment than an actual loving one-on-one, I got to have somebody, as I got to have a body there.
A brain and a bowl of liquid. All right. Yes.
A big project, like a banquet or some workshop.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's your best compatibility right now. That's awesome. I'll send these to you. Are you still stunned in silence? Anybody
I'm stunned in silence. You know, it's right on.
Anybody have a comment about or question about Richard's information? Okay, they want to look at your numbers. Here's Richard as saying, would he be a good partner? There's your numbers. Very little extraneous here. He starts at A sharp, circles back around, and goes to G. G sharp, missing, and A, missing. So we want to balance the highest one. That would be F sharp in his case. So we need that balance between C and F sharp and C sharp and G. So getting a plan, getting the resources to have a plan move into fruition. Okay. If you have any questions, let me know, Richard. And Lisa has agreed to be a guinea pig for us. Now, we'll be doing allergies on the Guardian show on Sunday. No, that's not open to the public. You know, when you hear me answer something like this, it's somebody, it's a question in the chat. That's not open to the public. Richard, can you talk a little bit about the Guardian? Or
Go ahead.
I even think we have a Guardian commercial that explains it.
I'll run that right now.
Have you had enough? Our civil and health rights are being ignored at every turn. More than ever, alternative health care services are needed. Please accept our invitation to be a part of the renovation of healthcare in America. Guardian Party members receive free software, free online classes, free monthly newsletter, free forum access. For more about health for the people, by the people, visit us at www.guardiansofthepeople.com.
You're
and I'll add to that. I am. I'm a member of the Guardians Network, and I'm a big fan of the Guardians Network because in spite of some of the other shows where we talk a lot about how fracked up the system is and, you know, healthcare and this, and I just think the Guardians Network is so powerful for us to have these classes like this weekend. We'll spend 2 hours looking at allergies, and we'll go away with that software, and we'll be able to go home or into our community, which could just be our neighborhood or family, and give people information that they'll be able to then in turn do something for themselves to help benefit their, you know, long-term health. It's fabulous.
And your software, you get three softwares, the Abacus, Nutrition, and you'll get Allergies, and you'll get a year's registration with that. When you download something from our site, I think it's a 30-day registration. But this is a year registration, and we'll renew it if you give us back data. That's our thing. We want the data, and if you get well, that's your problem.
I love that.
Okay, Lisa is going to talk to us about something Let me open your... Oh, your mic's open, Lisa.
I'm ready.
Okay, talk to me.
Okay, I missed the first bit. Is it supposed to be on anything in particular?
Okay, I'm going to stop it and start over. It's an emotional or personality issue that you want us to help you solve, or you want some insight about it.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, my 31-year-old son moved back in with us with his big dog going on a year and a half now. So I was hoping he would have some time to kind of figure out what he wanted to do, save up some money, kind of get a better start. He doesn't seem to be starting. It's not that he's not working. He's working, just not making a ton of money, not looking like he's going to be really moving ahead. And we're wondering at this point if he is ever going to go. So we need to have a conversation. We're pretty blessed that only one of our eight has moved back in with us. But at this rate, he's never going anywhere. So, and I don't know, part of me wants to help. Part of me doesn't want to help too much. I don't want to make it easy for him. I mean, not that I don't want to make it easy for him. I just don't want him to rely on, you know, being comfortable there. I don't want to make it more comfortable than it already is, but I don't want to kick him to the curb, so I really don't know how to go about it. So,
your concern here is at 168. Is this the betterment of all concern? Is this the betterment for society? What will people think if we kick him out and don't help him? And the next one is management. How can you manage?
Wait, I can't see the chart.
I'm not sharing.
I am not.
No, you're sharing.
I really would like to.
I got the numbers up. Here's the chart. So there's a problem between B and F.
Oh, no, it kicked me off.
Oh, you're on here by voice, but you can't. It kicked.
Yeah, it says to submit a support ticket. Why does this always happen to me?
Well, you're still on here because we hear you.
I know, I just can't see what you're talking about.
Okay, well, you have very tall A, you have 152, and very tall G. Let me make sure I say this. Now, you don't have to have me sit here and interpret this. We can just hit this little screen button, and that gives you the interpretation. Well, it's supposed to. Where did that go?
It isn't working well.
It may be up on the wall here. Let me turn on this overhead projector because it may just have flown over there. It'll come up in a minute. I'm having to walk across the room to turn this on. Well, it didn't turn off. The whole thing is not turning on. I don't know if we're jinxed or what here.
There's an electronic cloud that follows me.
Let me see if I can find a way and go over and maybe grab that and bring it back.
So now no one can see it?
That is weird.
I'm going to hit return and see if I get it back. Oh, I get it. I can see you now. Yay!
Okay, but I can't get any printout. See, when I hit this, I should have a printout. Let me go see if this is not hooked up to electricity, because I think this is important. Oh, somebody's unplugged the darn thing.
No electricity really slows things down. The machines just won't obey.
We've had computers crash all day long. Okay, so we'll see if that comes up. When people are in the room with us, like we do classes on site and we do classes, you know, online, and the people who are on site with us, we have this great big board up front where we use an overhead projector and they can see what's on my computer. And there it is. And it says, you sometimes help others to the detriment of yourself. Oh. truth. Your emotions run strong and can influence your health. You can easily put yourself aside for the benefit of others. That's all that note of B. That's the giving, 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 giving person on many levels, on emotional, on spiritual, on societal levels. When you've got the note of B high, you are there for other people way before yourself.
I'm working on that.
As a natural leader, you sometimes get stuck with more than your share of the work. You know how you want things to look, but sometimes don't have the energy to make it so. No wonder with 8 kids. You can find what you need, so organization really isn't necessary. You have high ideals and expect the same of others. You just said that. Your reputation is important to you. You will go to great lengths to protect it. You think that feeding a mind is just as important as feeding the body. You are aware of how painful thoughtless words can be. And I'm reading this because we have people with us on Blog Talk Radio that really can't see what I'm reading. So, well, I put it over there. No, I can't see it. So we're looking at you have high ideals and expect the same of others. This is a high A and A sharp. That's high ideals. Your highest note is associated with a service to humanity. That's that note of B. That's 168. You will serve humanity quicker than you will serve your own self, and you will serve the human spirit or spirituality before you feed yourself. If somebody else needed it and it was going to be detrimental to you to do it, you would still go ahead and do it. You'll go to great lengths to protect your reputation. Okay. The spirit of your inner core resides with your ability to take quiet time for yourself. So it's suggesting that you take some quiet time and let the answer come to you. But the answer is going to be here, what is important for everyone concerned, not just you, your family, your son, but your community and the whole world. You're going to take all of that into consideration when you're making this decision. But it has to be a useful outcome because all your number or your stuff here is green. But B and F. Now, F is the balance between perception and action. So time to sit down and help him make a plan. Is that a possibility?
It's a possibility of a conversation. We've had a planned conversation. We just don't see the plan really coming to fruition.
Well, you also have A, management very high. So A, it balances with D sharp. So there's information somewhere. Information. This is information brokering. He doesn't have enough information, or at least that's what your voice says, to make his management decision and put it into fruition. But you can see all sides of things. You don't want him to make any kind of spontaneous kind of decision, because you don't have any red in your voice, but you have the green, the blue, and the yellow. And the yellow is think, the blue is feel, and the green is do, accomplish, take the steps. And that's where you're coming from. If we could get a vocal print of your son, possibly we could see where he's coming from and see where the two match and mend each other and mend the relationship. But you can get a good start by just looking at the printout. And the bottom part of the printout under points of communication, complaints, and complications, this is what's going on right now. And the first sentence, you sometimes help others to the detriment of yourself. So if this was just somebody that you picked up off the street, maybe from your local church and they needed some help for a while, if this wasn't your son, what advice would you give him?
That they would be happier if they felt more productive and had a plan, which I have had that conversation with them.
Well, put some timelines on it.
I kind of did that, too. I mean, I did do that. I told them he's in his brother's room and his brother's coming home for the summer. Doesn't seem to be working.
Okay, hold on a second. Tell me about that conversation you had with him.
I just said it seemed like he wasn't really that happy being here, and I'm sure he never thought he would stay here that long. So he really needed to make a plan, because last summer it was super crowded. We had kids all over on the floor and everything else. And then when they all came home at Christmas, Alec actually stayed at his dad's because Brian wouldn't move out of his room. And the bottom line is, it's Alec's room. Alec, you know, we're still kind of raising him. He's in college. Brian's been gone, come back, you know, more than happy to help, but he's kind of shoved one of the twins out, you know, out of the house, and I just really don't think that's fair. But Alec, you know, tells him, oh, it's fine, I'll stay there, don't worry about it, and because he doesn't ever like to make waves. So,
well, this is what's coming up when you talk about that. You're putting this in terms of what would make him happy. You need to put it in terms of what would make you comfortable. There's the management, a practical, green management. So D-sharp, even if you have to gather some information for him, it can't be in terms of you're not happy here, you've been here too long, we need to do this. It needs to be in terms of what's going to satisfy your needs as the head of household, the person here who needs to make the decisions. So put it in terms of you. A, management 137, and it has to be spiritually okay at the same time. Love you dearly, want the best for you, but the best for
off
you...
Off you go.
Yeah. Yeah. But the best for you in terms of what I need for me and my household is for you not to be here. So we need to make some, or he needs to make, some arrangements to be someplace else. Love you, but there's a problem here. Let's look at what this says at the bottom. You like to organize your own stuff, but not necessarily do the cleaning. You can easily put aside yourself for the benefit of others, which you have been doing, but it's getting to be the detriment. It's causing some stress in you. You can hear it in your voice. You take pleasure in changing things for the better. You can get the satisfaction of being able to help others. Maybe he doesn't really realize this is a stress for you because you're putting it in terms of him stress, and he'd be better off. And he says, no, I'm fine here, but he doesn't get it from your perspective. Here it is. It's hard for you to understand why people take your peaceful nature as being an easy target. Okay, you're going to do it from your perspective, not from his.
Okay.
Awesome stuff here. What's his birthday?
January 21st.
He's right on that cusp of Capricorn, right there. You've got too much of his energy. A is the Capricorn person. And there's even too much Aquarius. You need to see the difference here.
Uh-huh.
B and no B. It is
what's that about?
It's the betterment of the universe for him to be gone. Because you're talking about, you've had that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have it with him, the no to B is gone. There's something he needs to do or accomplish, and he's not, for humanity, and he's not going to be doing it if he stays with you. Because this B is about a love of humanity. And when you talk about him being there, that piece of your being drops totally to nothing.
So interesting.
And this is also nerves. So even though you squash it, he probably tends to get on your nerves a bit.
Only when I pick up after him.
Oh, okay. That was not a judgmental O, was it? Yes, it was. At 31, he doesn't need a mother. You just need to tell him straight out. From your perspective, picking up after you is not something I want to do. Oh, Mom.
Yeah, I told him that, too.
I have a husband, something like this. I was typing my master's thesis, and he was watching a ball game. He said, are you going to take a break soon? I'd like a sandwich. And I was just absolutely appalled. You're watching TV. I'm typing my master's thesis. And I said, I'm working, you're not. When you make the sandwiches, make mine too. He said, do you mean you don't want to make me a sandwich? I said, look at the fairness of this situation. You're asking me to quit typing a master's thesis because you can't put your game on pause. Is that fair? And he got up and made his grilled cheese sandwiches. It just didn't dawn on him that I didn't want to serve him. But I just needed to bring it to the forefront of his attention. So maybe that's what's going on with your son. And he'll be all apologetic and probably run over to the other side. Oh, I'll move out immediately. Yeah, that's not what you're saying. You're saying, let's do this in a logical way, but you need to make a move. And I've talked to you before about you being unhappy and it's not good for you. Now I'm telling you it's not good for me. How's that? Sometimes people don't want to hear that, but tough love. I'd like to see his print, and then I'll know more.
Okay, he'll do it.
Okay, great. Oh,
Thank you. See you next week.
Richard is going to be doing the next
Direction for Truth.
The next Direction for Truth Tuesday evening, and he's going to surprise us, I think, with who his guest is. We
will definitely be a surprise.
Well, to both of us, we will see you on Sunday. We had a wonderful guest last week. It was all about parenting, and if you didn't listen to that, please go back. I'm not very often impressed.
I was very impressed. And for people who are looking for that, if you go to soundhealthoptions.com and scroll down to the lower left, you'll see there in the Blog Talk Radio player that it's right there. And it's the show titled Normal Kid Behavior or ADHD. And it was a surprisingly great show. I mean, all of our shows are good, but this one was like, what? I didn't expect it to be that good.
He was so down to earth. And this is the way it could be. You know, that might help you too, Lisa, this book this guy wrote. It was about how to be a good parent to an ADHD kid, but it really needed to be titled How to Be a Good Parent, you know, and keep yourself sane at the same time. It was an excellent book. I wish I'd have had it when I was growing my kids up. What else are we doing, Richard? We don't have any classes coming up because we have this great big conference. And I don't know what's happening next Sunday on the class or on Blog Talk. Always an interesting guest. And the neat thing about this is we take their vocal prints and we discuss it after the show. Were they telling the truth? Do they have ego involved here? I think that's the most fun for people because they get to see that live. We don't record it. It doesn't come out on the recording of the shows, but I think that is a fun thing that we do.
I think it's a really fun thing, and I think it's really good for people. I think people really enjoy hearing it because they listen to all this information, and then at the end, after the show stops being recorded, we look and review so you can then hear Sherry's overview of what we just experienced in the speaker. And I always enjoy the, you know, show, and the post show is always great as well.
Lisa, I don't understand your question.
That really wasn't a question. I was just saying thanks, and I'm excited about next week.
Awesome. I always love doing these shows. I learn so much. So I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. See you soon. Thanks, Sherry.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.